The information included in this podcast is for informational purposes only. Nothing discussed here is intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, and never disregard professional medical advice or delay in seeking it because of something you heard on this podcast.
Everyone, this is Victoria Porter. I'm a licensed clinical social worker. You're listening to the Healthy Hot Springs podcast from the Razorback Campercell Studios. Health is our most important asset, and on this show, I sit down with local health professionals to discuss opportunities and strategies for you to get healthy hot springs. Today in the studio, I would like to welcome Adam Mason. He is a licensed professional counselor. I'm going to let Adam welcome. I'm just going to let you introduce yourself, tell our listeners a little bit about yourself, and I think you have a private practice in Arkadelphia, correct?
That's right. Hey, thanks, Victoria, for inviting me on. I'm really excited about the opportunity. I'm the owner of Refuge Counseling of Arkansas in Arkadelphia. It's a small group practice. We've got three therapists, including myself. One of our therapists is also available to do weekend and evening work if there's ever a scheduling conflict for our people.
And you know that is an issue, right?
It absolutely is.
Yes. People coming after work, they're like, I just can't fit that in my schedule.
That's right.
I love that you're doing that.
That's right. Well, it was very much a needed resource. And we also offer online counseling and in-office counseling. And so we want to be accessible. For sure. And we really do not have any kind of waiting list to see people because we are a small practice. We try to keep it pretty small. And so we want to be accessible to people for sure.
That's wonderful. I know right now there's a lot of waiting lists out there. So I love that you have some availability.
Right. Absolutely. So our team, we've got the better part of two decades of experience in mental health. I'm fully trained in what's called emotionally focused therapy, or EFT, which is one of the most well-researched, evidence-based modalities for working with couples and families. And so my personal niche is working with specifically high-conflict couples and families. I really enjoy doing that work. I've been married 17 years myself, and I've got three kiddos of my own, and so the family work is certainly a passion of mine.
So tell me a little bit about this emotionally focused therapy. I know, we were kind of talking about it a little bit before, and it's interesting for me how... So I think the main point I want to make about this is that it's so important to find the right therapist,
right?
Because, you know, we all of us that, I've had several people here on the podcast, and I myself, we all kind of have these areas where we're passionate about and we're very focused on. So you're very focused on this emotionally focused therapy in couples, which is amazing because so far you're the first person I've had that does couples. So let's kind of delve into that a little
sure
bit.
Thing.
Couple therapy and specifically this emotionally focused therapy.
So emotionally focused therapy is really all about creating safety and security and connections. It really is. And we recognize that if we are going to grow intimacy, there has to be vulnerability in that. But for a lot of couples, maybe they started out really strong. They were absolutely in love, and they felt so connected when they got married. But then through the course of life, things have happened where it feels like maybe they got busy, or maybe there was at some point an issue of a break in trust, whether it's infidelity or something else. There's a lot of reasons that a couple may at some point just kind of begin drifting apart, where they look around and they say, I really need to lean on you for emotional support, but where'd you go? You're not there.
Right.
And so now it feels like it's almost a risky thing, almost a dangerous thing to share my vulnerability with you if you're not going to be there for it.
Because it's that kind of basic lack of trust, right?
Right, yeah. Right. And so EFT is set up for the purpose of talking about the hard conversations so that we can begin understanding each other on a deeper level. So that once again we can reach out in real time, even in session, we can reach out to each other and know that you're going to be there to hear me out and to understand where I'm coming from and to slow down these reactive cycles that we get into that we're using to try to protect ourselves.
Because, as you know, a lot of times people become defensive, anger.
Right.
And so then that communication stops.
Right.
Or it becomes unhealthy.
Right. Well, and the purpose for what was said can often be read incorrectly.
Mm-hmm.
So it's almost like there's an assumption of motivation for why you said that.
And I'm hurt.
Right. And I'm hurt and I'm coming out of this hurt place. And so if I'm coming out of this hurt place, then I'm going to be on defensive, on the defensive position there.
And I may kind of want to hurt you.
Right. Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely. I mean, when we think about fight or flight, when we feel at risk, we go into this protective place. Now, EFT also recognizes that sometimes that protection mode that we go into is not just for personal protection. It's also because I love my partner enough that I don't want to hurt them.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm afraid that if I share what's really on my heart, that they're going to misinterpret it or that I'm going to hurt them or that I'm going to hurt our relationship even farther.
Yeah.
A lot of times we see like a pursuer withdrawer kind of dynamic for couples. Where one person is saying, hey, let's deal with this right now. I don't want to be at odds with you. Please come to me. Please talk to me. And the withdrawer then comes back and says, I can't do this with you right now. I can't do this. Get away from me. And so they run away.
So I want to make a point about that I think is really important because, especially in couples, and I'm thinking of, I had a gentleman who actually called my office and he said, I need my wife to come in for couples therapy.
Mm-hmm.
We just keep fighting all the time and mm-hmm. I want her,
mm-hmm.
don't
mm-hmm.
want you to fix her, basically, mm-hmm. was the gist of it.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to have couples therapy and you have someone who is resistant to that, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you're like, you know, after listening to this, it's like, I really want us to have therapy, but your partner is not open to that.
Right.
How do you handle that?
Well, and so therapy is always going to be most effective whenever everybody's involved and everybody's on board with that. And so really it comes down to, can we get to a place where our ultimate goal is strengthening our relationship? Because if that's not where we want to be, then the therapy is not going to necessarily be all that helpful. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
And so the other thing that we have to look at there is, are there some issues that are going on that make that trust very hard to come by? And there probably are, otherwise they wouldn't be looking at therapy. But with that being said, I think that it's very important for both parties in this dynamic to recognize that what you're asking your partner to do feels very risky. And so whenever let's say that we do have a wife that calls in and says, hey, my husband's a problem, right?
We always want to fix the other person.
Right, of course. Right. Of course. And even that, I think, comes from that place of defensiveness.
Right. It can't be me. It's obviously them. Right.
Right. Well, and who really loves admitting that I'm part of the issue?
And
right?
I'm assuming that in couples therapy, it's never just one. Right.
It never is.
Yes.
And I think that one of the things that we have to remember, and one of the things I love about EFT is it gets away from pathologizing the issue, if you will. Because really what happens is it recognizes that there is a cycle between us. When I go to my protective place, that triggers something within you. And when you feel triggered, you go into a protective place, which maybe makes me feel like you're not hearing me. Mm-hmm. And so I go into a protective place. And here we go, round and round and round, protection to protection to protection. The cycle speeds up, and now before we know it, we don't want to have anything to do with each other.
Vulnerability is the key.
Right. Well, and being able to slow it down well enough to be able to actually hear each other.
I'm just thinking as I'm hearing this, you know, whenever we talk about our marriages, because we, as children, we all come from an idea of what our relationships look like.
Of course.
You know, right. So there was, we had a model of kind of what a marriage, well, sometimes, not everyone does, mm-hmm. right? But, and as you were talking about that, I'm just thinking, you know, a lot of times we're just bringing stuff from our childhoods too into our marriages, right? You know,
right.
Attachments,
absolutely.
And lack of attachments, and you know, this hurt, being hurt by our family.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And so we have to be able to recognize these things that make vulnerability so hard.
Right.
Because from an early age, especially when we have experienced these relationships that should have been there for us as a comfort in times where we were struggling emotionally or physically, and you went to that person and they weren't there for it, or they mm-hmm. dismissed you, or they minimized it, or they said walk it off, or whatever it was.
Don't cry.
Mm-hmm. Suck it up. These kinds of messages, I think we have to recognize that these can lead to feeling of inadequacy or failure or not measuring up. If I'm emotional, I must be weak. Mm-hmm. And the problem with that is the emotions is a big part of the human experience. And so if that were true, then that means for us to be strong means that we have to dismiss a big part of who we are as human beings. And so we bring these messages in from childhood, or maybe even in previous relationships.
Oh,
maybe this
right.
is a second marriage,
right?
Or a second intimate relationship, and my history with my previous partner taught me that it was risky to share these things.
Or that there's a reason to not trust
right.
in a relationship.
Absolutely.
Right? That perhaps there was some, you know, an affair or something.
Sure.
And so how do you get past something like that?
Right. Well, so this is a tough one. It is. Because EFT is about creating an environment in the therapy session that feels safe and secure so that we can begin some of those restorative conversations around trust.
How many steps do you take if you have a rock in your shoe? Not many. Well, if you have to walk on a prosthetic leg that does not fit, it is like walking with a rock in your shoe. Although there are many innovations when it comes to prosthetic feet and knees, the comfort of a prosthesis begins with the fit of the socket. Michael Kenny is a certified prosthetist who has been walking on a prosthetic leg since he was 16 years old after losing his leg to a motorcycle accident. He is committed to fitting prosthetic legs so they are comfortable, intimate, and optimize ease of walking. Motility Prosthetics has been in Hot Springs since 2015, but Michael Kenny has been building legs for over 25 years. All fabrication is done on site. There are no delays from having to ship to a fabrication house. Adjustments can easily be made on the spot. Motility means the spontaneous ability to move. At Motility Prosthetics, we want you to be able to walk on your prosthetic leg with a sense of spontaneity. Call for a free consultation, 501-620-4800.
So it sounds like you're going to teach the couple how to communicate.
So, and it's not just teaching them how to do it. Within the session, we will actually do it. Mm-hmm. EFT calls that an enactment, where, and it's so interesting to me, because a partner can talk to me and tell me something just so heartfelt that they would love to be able to talk to their partner about. And I say, can you make eye contact with your partner right now and share that with them? And I get one of two responses a lot of times. One is, well, I just said it to you. Why do I have to say it to them? Okay. Well, because I don't get to go home with you. So the other response is they turn to their partner and they lose all their words, even though they just shared it so beautifully.
And that's so sad, isn't it? That this is your life partner.
But it also makes sense, because this person that you want to build this relationship with and strengthen this relationship with, they're the one you love. You don't love me as your therapist. And so this relationship in the room, there's so much riding on it that when I look at my partner, it becomes so scary. And sometimes it takes a little while before we can get to that place where we can have those conversations and it does feel safe. Now, there are some things that I think that we need to consider on that, too, though. If there's currently an affair going on, and it's an active affair, that there's no plans to stop that, this is not a couple that the EFT is going to benefit.
Right.
Because, again, I cannot ask somebody to trust somebody else that is actively doing things that are untrustworthy.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it's got to be a place where both people want it, even if they don't know how to get there, that we both are committed to it.
Right.
And so I get to kind of be that guide in that, which is exciting for me.
Yeah, that's wonderful. I can tell you're very passionate, you know, about couples therapy. Mm-hmm. So whenever just preparing for this a little bit, EFT, kind of the definition, I want to know if you agree with this. The definition of it was, lack of emotional awareness is harmful, and avoiding your emotions can lead to negative outcomes. So it's just this idea of avoiding our emotions. And whenever I read that, because this is what I do in grief therapy, what are you feeling? Mm-hmm. Of course this is hard.
Of course.
Right? In the avoidance of the feelings and the emotions mm-hmm. is the most unhealthy thing that you can
right.
do. I think we think that we can't handle it, right? But you're here as a guide and to help them and say, we can handle these hard emotions.
Right. Well, and I wonder if some of it does go back to that point of, if we feel the emotions and they're not comfortable emotions, that maybe this message that we've heard all of our life is that emotions are vulnerable, and vulnerability is weakness. And so I don't want to acknowledge my emotions, right? But when you have two people that are committed to this relationship and truly do love each other, they just don't know how to talk anymore.
Right.
When we slow it down, and both parties feel safe enough to say, you know, when you did A, I felt this. And when I felt this, I reacted in this way. And when I reacted in that way, I saw this thing happen with you. Because now we're beginning to identify the cycle.
Right.
Because it's really not your partner that's the problem. It's a cycle that's the problem.
Right.
And so when we work together to get on the same side of the tug of war rope, so to speak, against the actual problem instead of pulling against each other, we got a great chance to be very successful with this relationship.
Yeah. Just needs a little help.
Right.
So on your website, you have that. You have a great website, by the way. Just what is the name of your website?
It's www.refugecounselingar.com.
Okay. So I did get on your website, and it's beautiful. And I know you have on there that one of the things you say is your goal is to help couples learn to feel safe and secure in our important relationships. Mm-hmm. And I know that's what we've been talking about, but this idea of safety and security, because I think a lot of what we do, what I try to do in these podcasts is just normalize that life is really messy.
Absolutely
and hard,
it is.
Right. And if you can't rely on, like, to come home to that place where you can feel safe and secure and someone has your back, right? I feel like that's kind of what we all want.
Absolutely. I think it's a human need. It's a human
a basic
longing.
Need.
A very basic longing that all human beings share is the need for deep, intimate connection. And when we're talking about connection, we're talking about somebody that I can be so safe with, that I can bear my soul to and not be afraid of, that I can share my deepest, darkest secrets, pure, unadulterated honesty.
So don't you think it's kind of through the messiness and through going through the hard stuff that these things develop? It kind of gets you doing this work. Going through couples therapy together is going to get you on that next level. Right?
Absolutely. Yes. Absolutely. Because we had this shared struggle. Mm-hmm. And we also together overcame this.
Yes.
And so there's so much strength that comes from that.
But I think that we have to, you know, a lot of people are scared by the idea of going to couples therapy.
Sure.
You know, does that mean that, you know, our marriage is in trouble? Are we going to make it? So just kind of speak to that a little bit. Like someone who's listening is thinking, oh, you know, I'd really like to do that.
Yeah,
but that's a scary idea.
So we absolutely cannot promise success because a lot of that comes down to the work that the couple puts in.
Which doesn't just happen in this hour that you're in session.
It certainly does not.
Most of it happens outside.
Right. That's right. But this modality of couples counseling shows some really, really good results. And personally, I've seen a lot of really great results.
Right.
Where marriages that feel like they've been disconnected and kind of on the rocks for a long time. People are saying after 25 years of marriage, this is the best marriage that I've ever experienced with this person. Which is such a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
It really is such a cool thing.
If someone were considering this, how could they approach their partner about coming to therapy? Do you have any recommendations on how someone could kind of start that conversation?
Yeah. Well, I think it comes down to I value our relationship a whole lot. I love you, and I absolutely want to be closer to you than what we have been. You know, because of the circumstances that we've been dealing with, you know, it kind of feels sometimes like we're a little disconnected. And asking, do you feel that too? You know, really, even in the beginning, asking those questions about where are you on this too?
It sounds like you're saying you don't even have to wait until there's a problem, right? That if you just kind of feel disconnected, couples therapy isn't always about some major event that has happened.
Right.
In your life,
it does
right?
not have to be a life crisis necessarily.
Right.
I talk to people frequently about, you know, we've been together for a long time and we have a pretty strong relationship, but it just feels like we don't.
Superficial.
We just don't connect like we used to.
Yeah.
Or somewhere it feels like we kind of forgot how to communicate.
How to date.
Right. What does that even look like anymore? And you know, bringing kids into the mix, it changes the dynamic of the relationship.
Yeah. You're just busy.
Absolutely you are. My wife and I, we've got three kids of our own. And, yeah, we stay busy.
And you're tired.
Yeah, absolutely.
And this takes effort, right?
It does.
A healthy marriage does take time and effort.
Sure. And there's got to be some intentionality in it. Absolutely.
Yeah.
But I do think it comes down to if somebody's on the fence about it, being able to ask, are we willing to commit to doing whatever it takes to make this relationship absolutely unstoppable. Mm-hmm. You know?
I love it.
And so if you are, then absolutely this modality works well. It's uncomfortable because it does get us into that vulnerable place.
Well, and, you know, we have to normalize these uncomfortable feelings,
absolutely.
Right? I mean,
absolutely.
Why do we all think that life is supposed to be happy and comfortable all the
right.
time, right? It's in the uncomfortable that the really important parts of life
right.
happen. Yeah.
It's in the vulnerability that intimacy develops.
Yeah.
And you know, intimacy, it's not... I remember as a junior high and high school boy, when somebody said intimacy, I immediately went to sex.
Right.
But it's not about that. It's about yeah. deep connection.
Yeah.
Where I feel 100% safe and secure with this person. This is my person.
And regardless of whether there's physical intimacy there or not, right?
Right.
Right. It is a different level.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, Adam, we are unfortunately about out of time. I feel like we could talk about this forever. I think we need to plan to have you come back and continue this conversation. So, Adam Mason, Refuge Counseling of Arkansas, give us your contact information. Are you on Facebook? And I know
we
have the webpage, so just let our listeners know how they can get in touch with
you.
So
Refuge Counseling of Arkansas does have a Facebook page. You can give us a call, 870-293-2054. If you're interested in an appointment with one of our therapists, just press 1 when you call in, and it'll go to my administrative assistant, and she'll get your information, and she shoots us an email, and we call you right back within 24 hours.
You take insurance?
We do. We
okay.
take all of the major private insurances, Blue Cross Blue Shield, Ambetter, United Healthcare, QualChoice, a lot of them. We are not a Medicaid provider, but we do have cash pay options as well. And so if that's something that we want to look at, we're certainly open to that. I do have a blog on my website as well. That addresses these kinds of issues, also addresses a lot of parenting through relationship type parenting, connecting before correcting. Not that there's not a need for correction, but doing it through a loving way that creates this healthier perspective.
Right, that your kids are going to take forward into
right.
their marriages,
right?
I think we have to look, you know, big picture. I'm raising a human being here.
Absolutely.
That has to deal with these emotions.
Now,
do you see children in your practice?
Some of our providers do.
Okay.
I don't see very many personally
yeah.
Because I'm really focused more on the couples and family as a whole dynamic. Got plenty of experience working with kids. The majority of our clientele are teenagers to adult.
Okay. Yeah. Wonderful work, Adam. I appreciate you coming in to talk about this important topic. So thank you so much.
Thank you, Victoria. I appreciate it.
Thanks for listening to Healthy Hot Springs from the Razorback Camper Sales Studios. Join us every Wednesday as we discuss a different topic related to keeping hot springs healthy.